Ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear words which we hope will bring encouragement and edification. Words penned by some of the world's sanest people. I am pleased to present the reader, the crazy man.
My friends, I get a lot of pleasure out of reading to you. If you get any pleasure out of it, I'd like to hear from you. Write the crazy man in care of this station. Send me some good short article and I'll pass it on to others. Here's a quartet for you, but not singers. Listen. Industry, economy, honesty, and kindness form a quartet of virtues that will never be improved upon. James Oliver. 8 words from Victor Hugo. People do not lack strength, they lack will. Victor Hugo. If you want to succeed, keep the following words constantly in mind. To achieve what the world calls success, a man must attend strictly to business and keep a little in advance of the times. The man who reaches the top is the one who is not content with doing just what is required of him. He does more. Every man should make up his mind that if he expects to succeed, he must give an honest return for the other man's dollar. Grasp an idea and work it out to a successful conclusion. That's about all there is in life for any of us. Edward H. Harriman wrote that. Henry Ward Beecher said this. Life would be a perpetual flea hunt if a man were obliged to run down all the inundos, inveracities, insinuations, and misrepresentations which are uttered against him. Henry Ward Beecher. Quit bragging. Listen. The less people speak of their greatness, the more we think of it. Bacon. A few words from Channing. God be thanked for books. They are the voices of the distant and the dead and make us heirs of the spiritual life of past ages. William E. Channing. 8 words that are good for all of you. Self-confidence is the first requisite to great undertakings. Samuel Johnson. James A. Garfield said this. Poverty is uncomfortable, as I can testify, but 9 times out of 10, the best thing that can happen to a young man is to be tossed overboard and compelled to sink or swim for himself. James A. Garfield. I like this. Listen. Every time that we allow ourselves to be penetrated by nature, our soul is open to the most touching impressions. Whether nature smiles and adorns herself on her most beautiful days, or whether she becomes pale, gray, cold, and rainy in autumn and in winter, there is something in her which moves not only the surface of the soul, but even its inmost depths, and awakens 1,000 memories, which to all appearances have no connection whatever with the outward scene, but which nevertheless undoubtedly hold communion with the soul of nature through sympathies that may be entirely unknown to us, because her methods seem to be beyond the touch of our thought. And that was by Maurice de Guerin. I want you to listen now. The crazy boys are going to play for you. Thank you. friends, I hope you enjoy what you hear me read. I hope you might be benefited by the brief remarks that I shall now make. Those things that spell the difference between success and failure in any man's life are the same, big business or little business. The successful man or the successful business handles their work in a way that is not only pleasant and beneficial to them, but is likewise pleasant and beneficial to those with whom they come in contact. I have in mind the success attained in the operation of a bootblack stand under two different kinds of management. In my town, there's a shoeshine parlor that a short time ago was a miserable and disgusting failure. The colored boy who ran the place was lazy, trifling, and indifferent. Some mornings he would show up at an early hour, and the next day he might be 2 hours later and opening for business. He dragged along. The days were miserable, no customers, which resulted in no food, no clothing, and no contentment for him. This lazy, trifling bootblack passed out of the picture, and in his place there came a colored boy who knows how to shine shoes, who knows how to make people enjoy taking a seat in his stand, who knows how to give his rag a pop that makes you think you're getting the best shine to be had. When you walk by his stand, he knows how to slap his hand down on the seat and influence you to take your place there. He knows just the kind of treatment and the kind of preparation to smear on your shoes to make them look new again. And when he finishes shining your shoes, he can give the old whisk broom just the kind of a drag across your shoulders that makes you feel all dressed up and clean. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you a true story. I've seen a shoeshine stand transform from a miserable failure into an exemplifying success. Those who know its operations, be they big businessmen or small, can receive a good lesson from the operation of this lowly business. Men and women come for blocks, passing by other bootblacks to have their shoes shined at the place which was just a few months ago a failure. This story is applicable in your lives. It has been beneficial to me. The same principles put into effect in your business will turn defeat into victory. The same principles put into effect in your habits of living will transform your dull mind and weak body into one that radiates cheer, alertness, enjoyment, and real vigorous health. The same principles I'm talking about will transform you from an invalid to a healthy, useful human being. I'm talking to people who are sick, people who have given up hope, people who have been taking habit-forming drugs and medicines for years, and now find themselves not only enslaved to this dreadful, pernicious habit, but also gradually becoming physical wrecks. You might have permitted poisons to accumulate in your body and mar your life. You might have allowed faulty elimination to exist for years and now the victim of some serious chronic disease. For more than 53 years, people who have been fortunate enough to learn of the blessings of crazy water have overcome faulty elimination and the chronic ailments brought on by it. I wish it were possible for you to see and talk with just a few of the many who've been restored to health by crazy water crystals. It isn't possible for you to see these people or talk with them, but it is possible for you to write a letter. If you are in the least doubtful about the merit of crazy water crystals, we want you to write us about your case, and we'll refer you to some person nearby who knows from his own experience what you might expect from the proper use of crazy water crystals. A trial will convince you beyond question of doubt that you should drink crazy water. From among the thousands of letters that pour into our office, I've picked up a letter here from Philadelphia. I want you to listen to it. My husband suffered from kidney trouble. He has used crazy water crystals only a short time, and it has helped him wonderfully. I have suffered with neuritis for about a year. I cannot say too much for the relief that my husband and I have received from crazy water crystals, and I am telling my friends about it. Signed, Mrs. E. Miller, 601 West Gerard Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My friend's crazy water is a natural means of restoring one to health. It is a product of old Mother Nature, pure as the sunshine. By open kettle evaporation, crazy water crystals are produced. Not a grain of anything is added. They're not a man-made drug. Crazy Water crystals give thorough elimination without irritation. A $1.50 package of Crazy Water crystals represents the minerals evaporated from approximately 15 gallons of natural Crazy Water. By adding Crazy Water crystals to your drinking water at home, you obtain the benefits of the natural Crazy Water at a cost of 10 cents per gallon. Try Crazy Water crystals today. You will be mighty glad you did.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of faulty elimination or excess acidity, you might be suffering with some chronic disease, such as high blood pressure, stomach disorders, auto-intoxication, nervous ailments, neuritis, arthritis, kidney and bladder trouble, liver complaints, bad complexion, colitis, or rheumatism. We want you to try Crazy Water crystals. Crystallized Crazy Mineral Water has restored health to thousands of people. Get a package of Crazy Water crystals today. For your protection, see that our trademark, the word crazy, is on the box. Get your pencil and paper now and be prepared to take down the information which your station announcer will give you.
Thank you.